Chris Chandler.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. It's Sunday. We're here again. 8 to 10 a.m.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you sound kind of tired?
Weren't we just here?
Don't be a buzzkill for these poor people. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, for heaven's sakes.
Welcome to We the People Radio. You're listening to KCNR 1460, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media. You're joining Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, your hosts on We the People Radio, and our great sound engineer, Bob Martin. He said he's got lots of fun stuff planned for today. Music-wise.
Yes, great when he's not shutting off the studio computer by mistake.
Yeah, it's like, morning. Bob, we have 30 seconds. I shut the computer off by mistake. It's like, what? He's trying to take over Elizabeth's job for...
Yeah, I'm all about the physical comedy. Yeah. Hey, so if you want to give us a call, the telephone number is 530-605-4567. We're chatting and streaming live at wethepeopleradio.us. That'll direct you right to our media page. On that page, you will find everything about today's guest. You will find all the archived shows from the past year, little information about sponsors and supporters and advertisers and all kinds of stuff. It's really comprehensive, a great media page, an excellent resource for any of you who feel that these topics that we talk about are pertinent to people that you know in other places, and you can click on any one of the shows and email it directly out.
Absolutely. And today's program with Sheriff John Lopey just had this huge event, Defend Rural America, up in Yreka a week ago, Saturday.
Right.
And there are 1, 2, 3 different video clips right on the webpage there. So if you want to go see what all the people look like, and if you'd like to see what Sheriff Lopey looks like, you can catch them on there, and it gives you some of their resume and all that good stuff. So the good sheriff's going to be calling in to us here in another 5 or 10 minutes. But, Bob, that's the Windows logo.
This time the computer decided to shut itself off again.
It is Halloween. So, full moon, black hat.
It's the gremlin.
Ladders, all that
so
stuff.
So, like, the first time I have an audio clip that we were going to kind of start the program with, we can't do it because the computer shut off.
Oh, I think in another minute or so we can do it.
Oh, there you go. You're on.
So, as we mentioned before, the three tenets of our program are fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution. And there's a lot of stuff going on in your local community, no matter where you live. For instance, this week we had a nice little presentation from our state water board. And that's something that everybody that's out there listening should be aware of. Under the guise of, they did mention fish. Did you notice in that presentation?
I know.
The word fish slipped in. It's all about the fish. But under the guise of keeping the streams clean and free of pathogens and unnecessary nutrients.
So they're going to monitor septic tanks that are a certain distance away, but, you know, it's hardly going to involve, it's hardly going to be any septic tanks. You know, it's just going to affect a few people. So you can all go home now, because it's just, it's hardly, I mean, really.
Yeah, you really don't need to be here, because, I mean, it really isn't going to, we're never going to change anything.
They're not going to reach through that thing and get to you and monitor this and, you know, we've never seen any potential regulation that was creeping through septic tanks to try to get, which is kind of a dirty business there.
Kind of
they're
creepy.
Gonna creep through septic tanks to get to your wells, you know. So for those people who think that it's no big thing and they're just gonna affect a few people,
unless of course your septic tank fails, you need to update it, replace it. Then in order to live up to their standards and regulations and to meet their criteria, the figure that was tossed around was $50,000.
Oh, it was huge. It was something ridiculous. Hey, so before the sheriff gives us a call, he's going to be traveling today, so I think we're going to catch him on the road. I just kind of wanted to give people who weren't looking at the web cage Darn it, I should have brought my new lips. I brought the old ones, and they're just unreliable.
That's the fourth tenet of this program is unintentional comedy.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we never plan this stuff, trust me.
No, and you know what? We could try to be all cool and everything and pretend it didn't happen, but, you know, then we would miss the fun. And you would miss the fun. And our topics are serious, so why should we be?
Yeah, you got to have a little.
We get all our seriousness laughter through the topics. So Sheriff John Lobey, the part of the reason that he's kind of a notable figure, and for the people who don't live up here, they're thinking, well, what do I care? Most people have been unaware until recently, and some people are still unaware, that their sheriff is the most powerful person in their county, that they are the defender of the Constitution. At the end of the day, they're the ones who keep, you know, the federal government off your doorstep,
yeah,
and everywhere else.
They're the last line of defense.
Big time. And Sheriff John Lobey takes that very, very seriously. I'm going to just kind of buzz through his resume here rather than make him do it, since he actually emailed it to us and Robert put it on the page. He's a 33-year veteran of law enforcement. He started as a reserve police officer for the Vacaville Police Department while attending California State University, Sacramento. He was offered a full-time job with Vacaville PD, but joined the Highway Patrol instead in 1977. He was outstanding cadet of his graduating class at the CHP Academy and was stationed in East Los Angeles. I'm sure that was exciting. Bill's dad did a little time there, and it was super exciting when he was there. Later served in a variety of field positions in Redwood City, Oakland, Garberville, and Solano County. Later served as a sergeant, lieutenant, captain, and assistant chief with the CHP. I want to zip down here out of CHP. I wanted to get to military, because he is a, here we go. Also attended numerous training courses, such as basic narcotics officer's course. He's got homicide investigation, officer involved shooting. That's a good thing lately.
Yeah.
Since we've been having kind of a few of those.
Three last week.
Uh-huh. There was a comment made that those types of incidents are actually kind of an unintended full rehabilitation. And I should say that, well, the sheriff's not on the air, so he doesn't get in trouble because he didn't tell me that. I don't want to attribute that quote to him. Let's see. He was a Vietnam-era veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps, served overseas, and was discharged as a sergeant. Recently retired from the United States Army Reserve as a full colonel. He's a decorated combat veteran and served extensive tours of duty in the Republic of the Philippines, Haiti, Bosnia, Afghanistan, and Iraq. So, you know, he's kind of been there and done that. So
yeah,
going to battle in Siskiyou County, he's like really...
He's super qualified,
yeah,
to fight the fight of all fights.
Yeah, it's pretty great, actually. And I think you guys are going to like him. So, Bob, what do you think? How are we doing?
Ready to roll anytime.
Nice. Why don't... Should we do our break and then have that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Let's have a little vote. Everybody, what do you think? Have the break and then gear right into the sheriff?
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I vote to break.
Awesome. All right, folks, we're going to break. We're going to thank our advertisers here for 2 minutes. You can grab some coffee and strap your seatbelt on. We've got a little quote here on the, or a little blurb here on the website. Hold on to your holsters, folks. There's a brand new sheriff in town, and he's all about the Constitution. We'll be right back with a quote from him and a live interview here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
I was lurking in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
He did the monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
If you have a vehicle, a boat, or even a plane that needs to be transported, you need Miller Auto Transport. In the auto business for over 40 years, we take pride in the efficiency, the professionalism, and the safety of our transport teams. Unmatched by any other auto transport or carrier company in the nation, we transport to all 50 states and overseas. To find out more or to get a quote, visit our website at MillerAutoTransport.com. Chefjohnston.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef Johnston Deli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater. Naturally, the best.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Seasons don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain. We can be like they are. Come on, baby, don't fear the reaper. Baby, take my hand. Don't fear the reaper. We'll be able to fly. Don't fear the reaper. Baby, I'm your man.
Welcome back to We the People Radio. Welcome to Halloween weekend at KCNR 1460 with Aaron Elizabeth and Bob Martin. We're talking all things last line of defense with our county sheriff and the Constitution. You know the number to call, 605-4567. We're chatting and streaming at wethepeopleradio.us.
All right. So last week at Defend Rural America, we had an awesome intro by Sheriff Lopey. We thought we would play it for you. For all those of you who were not at the event, and then we will proceed to the real sheriff who is online holding for us.
First of all, thank you very much for being here, and I'm honored to be the first sheriff to speak because we got an outstanding panel of sheriffs, some of the best sheriffs in California as far as I'm concerned. And one of the things that really... Thank you. And one of the things that really encourages us, the people of Siskiyou County, is the fact that not only do I have backup from all these great sheriffs and an attorney, which is sometimes rare, but we also have backup from all you great citizens. Thank you very much for being here and supporting us. You are an inspiration to us, and you're our heroes. Now I'm going to just spend a couple minutes telling you why you might think, well, why are sheriffs involved in this coordination and this this government controversy? Well, because all sheriffs are sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. And the California Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And quite frankly, I spent time in Afghanistan, Iraq, and I tell my lovely wife Maxine sometimes it seems like I get more friendly fire than enemy fire. And everybody's not real happy with what we're doing, but essentially what we're doing is we're standing up for the people. And I know these great sheriffs up here will tell you the same thing, but I don't know how many countless meetings I've been to with our federal and state officials, and I must say some federal and state officials are cooperative and do coordinate with us, but some of them do not. And I don't know how many times I've heard, well, why are you doing this? Why are you picking on the people? And usually I hear it's the fish. And usually I say, hey, you know what? We love fish. If we didn't live in Siskiyou County, I mean, that's why we live here, because we love the great outdoors. And yes, we want to preserve the fish. We want to preserve wildlife. We want to preserve the environment. Of course we do. Because Siskiyou County, to me, is the most beautiful place in the world, and some of our sheriffs up here live in great counties as well. But one of the retorts I have to them is, well, hey, you know, I try to remember continuously, we serve the people. You don't work for us, we work for you. And I just like a little bit of balance between the need to protect the environment, things like fish, because most of the people in my county are telling me, hey, you know what? Some of you federal and state agencies care more about fish, frogs, trees, and birds than you do about the human race. What's that all about? And one more thing. We're broke. Why are you doing stupid stuff to make us poorer? Why don't you let the people work? Why don't you let the people thrive? Why don't you let our economy grow and not go backwards? You know, we have the dams, we have transportation management issues, we have forest management issues, and just one thing with public safety. Almost every single decision made by federal and state governments impacts public safety and the health and welfare of our people. That's why the sheriffs are involved. And they also are there to uphold the law. And a lot of these federal agencies are not properly coordinating or cooperating with us, which is required by law. So these great sheriffs up here, and I've been involved in that the last 10 months, is to force these federal and state agencies to start serving the people and coordinate and start balancing your decisions with the needs of the people. I could go on and on, but those are just a few of the reasons the sheriffs are intimately involved in this fight, because if we don't stand up, we are right now in a fight for our survival. We are fighting not only for ourselves, more importantly, we're fighting for the survival of our counties, of our local communities, and our children and our grandchildren. And if we don't save things like agriculture and we let them take our water and land and push us off, we won't have any public safety. We'll have no quality of life. We'll have nothing. And I think I've said enough. I'm going to hand this over to Dean Wilson. And I would like to say these are very distinguished sheriffs. I have Dean Wilson from Dale North County. And he's a good guy. And he's from the coast, too.
And I was Sheriff Lopey last weekend.
God, tell us what you really think.
Yeah, we're all Lopey for president.
Yeah. We got to get you into higher office.
Yeah, we wanted other people to be able to hear that, John. So.
That was fabulous. We were there, but I could listen to that over and over and over.
There's a ton of people who weren't there. And for all those people who really don't know what their sheriff does, that'll give them kind of a benchmark to shoot for.
So how are you this morning?
Well, I'm great, and thank you very much for showing the clip. As far as politics are concerned, I'm really not fond of politics, and being a sheriff is going to be the extent of my political experience, believe you me.
Well, they really need you up there fighting for them.
Well, it's great to have your support, and the 22nd of October, that event was just fabulous because not only did we have a great group of sheriffs, but our attorney from Wyoming and the support of the people, I think, galvanized what we're trying to do in Siskiyou County, and what we're trying to do is just preserve our way of life. And I'm just so proud of my fellow sheriffs, and we had one sheriff, Glenn Palmer, from Grant County, Oregon, as well, and my friend Gil Gilbertson from Josephine County, Oregon, couldn't make it. And Mike Poindexter from MODOC also couldn't make it. But we have a lot of support from the sheriffs and from the people. And it's an awesome thing when you think about what we're trying to do. Just preserve our way of life in rural America.
Well, there are always a lot of people who think, well, you know, you guys are kind of hysterical, you know. These problems aren't that bad. The government isn't really doing any of these things. And it's interesting that when all of a sudden you present them with eight sheriffs who've come together in front of 700 people, it's like, okay, now do you think there might be a problem? I mean, that spoke volumes for the kinds of issues that we're facing and the severity of them. Even though the media, for the most part, neglected to report, we've set up a website called Support Rural America where people can go add their comments and impressions from that event and other issues facing rural America. And we're just going to be the media. If we can't get them to report, we're going to do it ourselves.
Yeah, it's really time for us to stop looking to any traditional media source. I mean, they've rendered themselves useless in terms of real issues and things that are happening to all of us. And you know, like Aaron said, it's just time to create our own.
Yeah, we'll just use our own media and get the word out, because I think people, you know. I see it up there in Siskiyou County all the time. When people come together, like John, when you had that town hall, you could just see people, even though things are stressful and these are all serious issues, people were excited that they were all together and they were all on the same page and that they had people to help them.
Right, and I think that the people are hungry for several things. I think, one, they want the truth. You know, they want a square deal from their government. And what I've noticed, and really even in my military experiences with my excursions in several overseas operations, you know, I think the sense of the people is that the important messages aren't necessarily getting out there. And our government, and I must say that some government agencies support us tremendously, and we get along with some of the federal and state agencies. But others are just not, in my opinion, serving the people. And our media, and just in my opinion, generally, does not really challenge some of these agencies or the decisions that they make. And they don't closely analyze or investigate issues. It's like some of these land policy issues. You know, some of these, you could take the taking down the dams. My primary concern is with the process. Some federal and state agencies are not coordinating with public officials, and they're not listening to the citizens. My issue recently with a state agency, the California Department of Fish and Game, I have no animus against the Fish and Game. I've worked with Fish and Game wardens for throughout my almost 34-year law enforcement career. But what I have a problem with is some of the policymakers who won't even listen or talk to local officials and the citizens, and they try to jam these policies and programs down our throats that may benefit people outside our county or, basically benefit some higher objective, but the needs and the possible public safety and health and welfare issues that impact the citizens in that particular county like ours is not being taken into consideration.
I see that with, well, I see it with fish and game policy. You know, you and I work on a lot of the same projects there. And you see these things that are being enforced, and yet, for one, they make no sense. They're not going to accomplish what they say they're going to accomplish. Again, I forget what your quote was, but the thing about the fish, and I thought the best part of playing that, especially in that live setting, is you can hear people clapping and, you know, laughing. All those people get it. They're all being, they're all being micromanaged by these things that are supposedly about fish, and when you get down to it, those policies really don't help the fish.
Well, Aaron, an example is we got water issues in Scott Valley and Shasta Valley, or two of the valleys that are kind of under siege right now. And really, you know, the timber industry was taken away from Siskiyou County residents. I had relatives that were involved in the timber industry, and at one time over 30% of our citizens were directly or indirectly involved in the timber industry, and it was a great economic boom for this county for generations. Well, right now, you know, we don't have the timber industry, or the timber industry has been greatly diminished in our area, which angers me from a public safety standpoint because, one, we our forests are not being properly managed. We're susceptible to catastrophic wildland fires. We don't go in there and thin out the forest and cut the dead and dying trees down to give people jobs and to clear out that, you know, that debris and that fuel for fire. And also the California Department of Fish and Game and, you know, NOAA and the Fish and Wildlife Service, some of these agencies assail us because of the water available for so-called endangered species. But if they would synchronize and coordinate with some of these other federal agencies, then that watershed would be greatly impacted, and there would be more water available if we manage the forest properly. But as far as the economy of Siskiyou County, you know, I've laid off, our department has laid off or frozen over 30 correctional officer and deputy sheriff positions and a couple management positions in recent years, and a lot of that is because of the dwindling general fund budget, which is basically paid through property taxes. And as these businesses decline, like the timber industry, what do we have left? We have agriculture, which does include some forestry, but most of our economy in Siskiyou County is really resting on the shoulders of these hardworking ranchers and farmers. And in Scott Valley and you know, in Shasta Valley, our ranchers are under siege. And, you know, the California Department of Fish and Game, we've even had a recent incursion into our county by a federal agency, NOAA, as part of the Department of Commerce, and they have an Office of Law Enforcement, which primarily enforces National Marine Fisheries Service regulations. They attempted to initiate a criminal investigation of a rancher in Scott Valley for an alleged fish loss in a creek that's on this farmer's property that goes dry every year anyway. So our farmers are under attack. Our way of life is under siege. This dam issue, I have worked with some of my other fellow sheriffs, including my friend Gil Gilbertson from Josephine County, and we've identified some potential you know, health and safety hazards associated, you know, with this dam removal. This sentiment is one example. My friend Gil Gilbertson has identified, you know, heavy metals, something like 42% heavy metal content in some of the sediment that was released when they took those two dams down on the Rogue River up in Josephine County in the Grants Pass area. There's that chromium-6. And I'm thinking, well, gee, if they blow these four dams, three of which are in Siskiyou County, what kind of health hazards are we going to have? What, it's already had a devastating impact on real estate values and the economy in North County. So, see, these are the kind of things that I believe the federal and some of our state agencies are overlooking. And I got to tell you that, and I'm going to give it to you straight, I would like just to have 1% of all the money that these dozen or so federal agencies are spending on this Klamath Basin Restoration Agreement, the KHSA, to be directed to my county and to public safety and to the welfare of our citizens. And those are the kind of things that we're talking about. And quite frankly, I don't believe some of these federal and state agencies are being honest with us. And in the case of the California Department of Fish and Game, I sent two letters to the director. It took them 4 months to get back to me. And my letters basically told them what my concerns were, and I asked for coordination. And I get a letter back from Director Bonham, the new director of the California Department of Fish and Game, that he doesn't think he has to coordinate with me.
I have your letter sitting right here, by the way, and I really need them in PDF or something, because they are great. They're one of those things where if the bureaucrats are laying you low and you just feel like you just need to get up over the bar, you just read one of these letters, and it's like you just know how painful it must be to receive those. Anyway, you write a mean letter, John, in literally and figuratively. We're going to, we've got to take a quick break here. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. So grab some coffee. We'll be back with Sheriff Lopie here at We the People Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Raven hair, moving lips, sparks fly from her fingertips. Echoed voices in the night. She's a restless spirit on an endless flight.
Ooh, witchy woman, see how high she flies. Ooh, witchy woman, she got the moon in her eyes.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialist in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more. For more information, visit our website at northstateconsultants.com.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host, Judy Maxwell, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Just like a ghost, you've been haunting my dreams, so I propose on Halloween. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. Spooky, spooky.
Welcome back. Boy, you know how to hit the buttons there, Bob. Welcome back to Halloween Sunday, We the People Radio. Give us a call. The number is 605-4567. You're with Aaron, Elizabeth, and Bob, and Sheriff John Lopie from Siskiyou County.
Hey, so, John, do you think that all of the tactics used by these state and federal agencies are a way to take ranchers, farmers, you know, folks that are living off the land and actually taking really good care of it, to make them scapegoats for a bigger agenda?
Well, I'll tell you, a year ago I would tell you I didn't believe in any kind of far-reaching agenda. I think there is an agenda. I think it's an agenda that is hatched by environmental activists, in some cases other organizations. I believe part of the problem is that some federal and state agencies, first of all, they really don't coordinate and synchronize with one another very, very well. And, you know, this focus on the coho salmon as an endangered species, an example, I believe is a tool being used by some, yes, to shut down agriculture, you know, timber, and certainly farming and ranching in Siskiyou County. I think that there are people who would love to see, you know, Siskiyou County a nature conservancy type of environment or land. And I think that we're seeing some of these things. One of the things I want to mention briefly is that one of the reasons sheriffs are getting involved in this is there are sheriffs all over California that are concerned about these issues, and also sheriffs all over the United States. So I would say, yes, there is an agenda there, and it's not just an agenda that's being perpetrated in Siskiyou County. It's being implemented in other parts of California, and certainly in other parts of the United States of America.
Well, when you talk to all these different sheriffs, I mean, you guys have formed a, you know, kind of a coalition from Northern California and Southern Oregon, and bottom line is they're all facing the same problems, right?
Well, I would think, you know, I think that every sheriff that I've talked to in Southern Oregon and Northern California, and as you know, the California State Sheriff's Association, which is a great organization made up of the 58 sheriffs of California, we recently formed a land use policy committee to look at these issues because some sheriffs, including me, brought this issue up at one of our quarterly board meetings, and the general consensus amongst sheriffs in the state was that, hey, yes, this is a problem, and we've got to get a handle on it. And one of the things that concerns me is when I talk to these federal and state agencies, I mention things like, you know, the 10th Amendment to the Constitution. Really, the 10th Amendment delegates police powers to the states, and really the public health, safety, and welfare is preserved by the 10th Amendment, and generally the U.S. Supreme Court over the years has repeatedly held that police powers, and really those relate to protection of the public health, safety, and welfare, are paramount powers, and they're really reserved by the 10th Amendment, and they're delegated to the sheriffs. Now, what the sheriffs fear is that, and in the case of the California Department of Fish and Game, and in my most recent letter to them, one of the things I related to them is that one thing I was very surprised that the director failed to recognize his obligation to coordinate with us. But I also advised him that that in refusing to engage in a dialogue with us on policies, and the thing is, the problem I have with dealing with local and regional, federal or state officials is the fact that a lot of these policies are being enacted in Sacramento or in the case of federal government in Washington. So I believe, and many of my fellow sheriffs believe, that we have to deal with high-ranking officials in order to influence change. And if we keep running around the same circles at the local and regional level, sometimes we don't get anything done, because these folks, whether it's the U.S. Forest Service or the Fish and Wildlife Service or the Bureau of Interior or the California Department of Fish and Game, they're all following orders from high-ranking officials.
Well, I liked it in that the one meeting with the NOAA guys, and you had said, hey, you know, if you're going to come into my county and do some law enforcement action, you know, you need to let me know. How am I supposed to keep you safe and our citizens safe and everybody safe? And the guy said he just didn't think he'd have time.
Right.
It's like, are you kidding me? Didn't have time?
So we've got a question from the chat room, Sheriff.
Oh, we do?
One of our chatters is asking.
I have to answer that.
Oh,
I wanted him to be able to answer that.
Did you ask a question?
Yeah, go back to the NOAA guy. I mean, let's close the loop on that one there. I mean, the guy honestly felt like it was not his problem to notify you if he was going to come in the county and jack up some of your citizens.
Well, it was, you know, in my opinion, and I think that I question their authority, their lawful authority for being here anyway, because NOAA is part of Department of Commerce and their Office of Law Enforcement. They actually have federal agents who primarily enforce laws, for the National Marine Fisheries Service, which is also under NOAA. And when I found out that they were in my county, I called the supervisor and I said, what are you guys doing over here? And it's basic, like what I work with. I recently worked on a project with the Drug Enforcement Administration. I've worked with the FBI. I've worked with other federal agencies. The Bureau of Reclamation, they sent an agent up to, a recent public hearing we had in Siskiyou County. Generally, they all coordinate in advance. Not only do they coordinate, but they notify you. They ask for your assistance. They ask for your input. And generally, they ask for your support when they conduct an operation in your county. This NOAA special agent, and I believe, what bothers me is I personally believe, and I told them this, that I believe that the California Department of Fish and Game has brought NOAA, these Office of Law Enforcement personnel, into my county, into Siskiyou County, to target our ranchers and farmers to circumvent our legal system, and I question the constitutionality of what they're doing. But what it does, when the feds come in and they work a case, in this case a fish take, an alleged loss of coho salmon fingerlings in a creek on a farmer's property, they come in here. What they're doing is, and when a California Department of Fish and Game warden is standing next to the federal agent, and they enter private property and they read that farmer his constitutional or Miranda rights, and they initiate a criminal investigation. They don't notify the county sheriff. I mean, they're violating, well-accepted and appropriate law enforcement protocols and courtesy provisions, which are practiced all over the United States. And they're also violating officer safety principles because, I need to know they're in my county. And quite frankly, they shouldn't be in my county unless they notify me. But what they're doing, do you think it's reasonable? And I asked them, do you think it's, when you consider reasonableness and proportionality and you consider, resources that are limited in most cases law enforcement resources, is it reasonable for a federal agent to drive 150 miles inland from the coast when they are basically primarily a coastal law enforcement entity to roust a farmer, a hard-working farmer in Siskiyou County without my knowledge, and then subjecting that farmer to the Eastern Federal Court District? That farmer would have to drive about 285 miles just to go to court. And when they, and I asked NOAA about, the nature of the investigation, they indicated to me that they hadn't decided whether they were going to file criminal charges, but they're always misdemeanors or felonies. So I believe that is a potential abuse of federal police power. And as a sheriff, looking at this constitutionality-wise and looking at it from a common-sense standpoint, I think I'm obligated to stand up for the citizens in my county and to question this kind of law enforcement practice.
Well, and they were pretty pretty quiet on that, but, it's interesting. They didn't seem, to really care. I hate to say that, but they just, it's kind of like, well, we're doing what we're doing. And they seem to feel like they can run roughshod over everybody. And it's mind-blowing that they're doing it with people's tax dollars.
Well, in my second letter to Fish and Game, which I drafted over the last couple days, one of the things I advise the Fish and Game is that that many people in Siskiyou County, especially in Scott and Shasta Valleys, they're extremely displeased with your agency and how some of your members have treated citizens, especially ranchers and farmers. And what I told the director is your words speak of cooperation and interagency harmony, but your actions dictate otherwise. And, that's the bottom line. And, I saw a poll recently where something like 76% of the people in America are dissatisfied with the government for one reason or another. And I've worked for the government for most of my life. 38 years with the federal government, active in reserve in the military, and I worked I've worked in law enforcement for almost 34 years.
You must have skipped the day that they gave out those shots.
Right.
Or whatever, but it is, it's turning them all into, you know, citizen-eating zombies.
Well, the thing is our government agencies have to be accountable, and I believe they have to be accountable to the people. And I ran for sheriff because I wanted to try to help the people in my county. And I believe that the sheriffs I know want to protect, you know, not only do they want to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the California Constitution, but I think that the good sheriffs in Northern California that I know and those that I've collaborated with in other parts of the state and in Oregon and other states, they believe in the Constitution and they believe in their oath of office and quite frankly believe in serving the people. And a lot of government officials have forgotten this. Back in March 1st when I told the Fish and Game that, hey, you should notify a landowner before you enter their property. Hey, you should have public meetings to educate the people. Hey, you need to treat people with dignity and respect. Well, do you think that the California Department of Fish and Game, when their director writes me a letter and tells me that he does not, he's really, what he's telling me is he doesn't have to coordinate with me, a county sheriff. And what he does is he is disrespecting my office. He's disrespecting other county officials, and he is telling the citizens of Siskiyou County he doesn't care, that he's going to do what he wants to do. And my position is, hey, look, I don't have to take that because I am the chief law enforcement officer in Siskiyou County, and I'm going to serve the people, and I'm going to stand up for the rights of my people, of my citizens. And just because a federal government or a state government entity says that it's true doesn't mean that I have to believe it. I can question it because this is the United States of America, and we still have the Constitution, the federal Constitution and the state Constitution. And what a lot of these government leaders, so-called leaders, have forgotten is that they're to serve the people.
Yeah.
And that it's as simple as that. And what they're doing, some of these policies are ruining our economy, they're ruining our way of life, and they're ruining public safety and the health and welfare of the citizens that I serve. And a lot of these people that come in here, like those people from NOAA that came in here to investigate that so-called fish tank, well, they come into this county, well, guess what? They leave, and they're living on the coast, and you think they really care about Siskiyou County? Do you really think they care about our agricultural industry? No, I don't think they do.
Yeah, and they don't care about how much stress they put all these people under. That's the other back channel on all of it, is that this is all very stressful. Every single time a car goes through the valley or something happens, people are like, "What was that? Who was it? What were they doing here?" You know, people are becoming fearful, and rightfully so. Hey, we've got to take a quick break here before we have to take another quick break. we're like the freeway in LA. We got a little pileup going on here. So we're going to take a fast break and thank our advertisers. We'll be right back with Sheriff Lopey here at the home of Free Fire Media.
A vehicle, a boat, or even a plane that needs to be transported, you need Miller Auto Transport. In the auto business for over 40 years, we take pride in the efficiency, the professionalism, and the safety of our transport teams. Unmatched by any other auto transport or carrier company in the nation, we transport to all 50 states and overseas. To find out more or to get a quote, visit our website at MillerAutoTransport.com. If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. as the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more. For more information, visit our website at northstateconsultants.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
There's something weird and it don't look good. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Great job on the music. Happy Halloween. You're listening to We the People Radio. Before we take our 5 minute break, we're back to Sheriff John Lopey from Siskiyou County.
The last line of defense, protecting his citizens from state and federal agencies.
He's like Ghostbusters, only he's real.
Hey, so there was a question on the chat room. Didn't want to ignore that. We know that you are, you have the power to stand against the federal agencies, Sheriff Lopey. What kind of power do you have with the state agencies?
Well, the state agencies also have, provisions of law to, coordinate. And one of the things that my understanding of it is because the California Department of Fish and Game gets federal funding, they're also subject to laws like the National Environmental Policy Act and many other provisions of law. And also, we have a Siskiyou County Comprehensive Land and Resource Management Plan that federal and state agencies are supposed to be familiar with. And they're supposed to, when they develop policies, and the thing is what kind of rubs me the wrong way, too, is, I spend a lot of time in management, and I actually work for a state agency. I work for an officer through assistant chief on the California Highway Patrol. You know, we always, always cooperate and coordinate with other federal and state agencies, whether there is a law or not. And in this case, yes, there are many laws that require the state to coordinate with local officials. And both federal and state regulations include coordination. And the proper use of coordination is a government-to-government process, which basically says that state agencies, before they implement programs or policies or regulations, they're supposed to discuss these issues in advance, by the way, not after the plan is developed, to discuss these plans with local officials and citizens, and there should be consistency or balance between the needs. In this case, California Department of Fish and Game has a legitimate obligation to protect fish and wildlife. But on the other hand, their requirements and their objectives have to be balanced or consistent with local officials and citizens who really have the right, the constitutional right, and the right under these existing federal and state laws to have a fair determination made and consistency, and whatever policy comes out is supposed to be a balance. There's supposed to be equilibrium and balance between the needs to protect the environment and to protect the interests of the people that are impacted, and economic interests, traditional issues, our way of life, public health and safety, the welfare of our citizens. All these issues should be taken into consideration in advance before these bright ideas are even, implemented.
And they do have bright ideas, don't they? Just one after the next. It's like an unending, I think people think sometimes that we're kidding with the number of agencies. Have you ever counted all the spears that are pointed at your county?
Well, what concerns me is I feel like I'm on, I'm kind of an amateur military historian, and I feel like I'm on the first wave of the Normandy invasion. We're under machine gun fire because in Siskiyou County, there are probably over a dozen federal agencies and a multitude of state agencies involved in this, like the Klamath Basin Restoration Agreement. And when I see agencies like NOAA, I didn't even know, you know, a few months ago, I didn't even know NOAA had special agents, and they're part of the Department of Commerce. We've got the United States Forest Service with their transportation management plan, the forest management plan issues on the Department of Agriculture side. We have Department of Interior. You know, look at Secretary Salazar as the one, and I don't know why he has the authority to do so, but he is going to make a decision to implement or at least to initiate this plan to remove the Klamath River, the dams, three of which are in Siskiyou County.
Hold that thought. Then you have agencies like the EPA.
Hold that thought, John.
We're going to get a
hard break.
They're going to cut us off for the news here. We're going to be back in 5 minutes. Grab some coffee, guys. We'll be back with the sheriff here on KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. More people in the dark from Maryland to Maine. Power outages now topping 3 million.
This is ridiculous already. Not even close to past Halloween. It's just crazy out here already.
He's in Massachusetts, where some places got more than 2 feet of snow, the heavy kind that took down a lot of trees and power lines.
Assume a down wire is a live wire, and with this snow, a lot of times these wires are going to be undetectable, so we want people to be very, very cautious.
Peter Judge with State Emergency Management. How bad is it in Connecticut? The governor there says the outages break August's record from Hurricane Irene, and people could be without power for a week. Fire crews still not allowed into a blown-up grain elevator in Atchison, Kansas. Smoke still billowing out. 3 people still missing inside. 3 others were killed in last night's explosion, seen and felt for miles. 2 more were critically injured.
I am pro-life from conception, period.
Herman Cain clarifying his abortion position after the Republican frontrunner took some criticism for saying it's up to families in the case of rape or incest, which he told CBS was taken out of context. Cain is still the leader in Iowa, just ahead of Mitt Romney in a new 2012 poll. Rick Perry fading to 5th with just 7%.
I readily admit I'm not the best debater in the world. With as many debates as we've got coming up, I may end up being a pretty good debater before it's all said and done.
Perry telling Fox he's optimistic he'll rebound. Ron Paul is 3rd, Michelle Bachmann 4th in the Des Moines Register poll. They were told they couldn't occupy Portland, Oregon after midnight.
We gave protesters numerous opportunities to simply walk away or choose to be arrested.
Mayor Sam Adams says about 25 chose that option, taken away in handcuffs peacefully. It was nastier in Denver, where protesters did clash with cops in riot gear, about 30 arrested. An Australian court has ordered Qantas pilots and other employees to get back to work. Their strikes prompted Qantas to shut down Saturday, grounding flights, stranding tens of thousands of passengers in Australia and around the world. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Fox News on your time.
The Fox News iPad app is ready to go with all the great features from FoxNews.com and our iPhone app optimized specifically for your iPad.
Watch the latest clips from your favorite Fox News shows.
Personalize the app by creating your own newscast using the video playlist.
Listen to Fox News Radio live.
Get local weather forecasts.
And it's all free.
Go to FoxNews2Go.mobi.
That's FoxNews2Go.mobi.
Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office. He was beaten. He started a business. He failed. He ran for Congress. He lost. He was nominated for vice president. He lost again. But he knew only those who never tried are the real losers. And Abraham Lincoln was no loser. Persistence. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life and Values.com.
An Israeli airstrike hits Gaza, breaking a ceasefire just hours old, a Palestinian militant killed.
What started as an internal power struggle between Hamas and Islamic Jihad on Wednesday has left 1 Israeli dead from rocket fire and 10 militants killed in counterattack.
Fox's Leland Vittered on the Israeli-Gaza border. NATO's warplanes are ending their patrols over Libya, with Gaddafi now 6 feet under, somewhere in the desert. as one of his sons remains on the run.
Muammar Gaddafi's son Saif al-Islam is believed to be continuing to negotiate indirectly through intermediaries with International Criminal Court. The one-time heir apparent to Gaddafi claims he's innocent of alleged crimes against humanity. The court is seeking his arrest on charges related to Libya's civil war. It's believed he's now fled Libya and is in neighboring Niger. Libya's new rulers say they want him brought back here and face trial. But after his father and brother were killed by revolutionary fighters over a week ago when the town of Sirte fell, it seems he would rather face justice abroad than here in Libya. In Tripoli, David Piper, Fox News Radio.
He was fired, so he got revenge. An Alaska man accused of going back to the Anchorage hotel where he used to work and shooting and killing a manager. Police searched room by room until they found the suspect near his home. He's now charged with murder. A case of arson in Florida, no matter how you slice it.
The pizza's hot. The competition's hotter. And the pizzeria itself, burning up. Literally. Two managers of a Domino's pizza restaurant in Lake City, Florida, are charged with torching a rival Papa John's location. Police say one of them admitted that he believed with his competition out of the way, more pizza lovers would go to his restaurant. The Papa John's was gutted in the October 20th fire, and both men, 23 and 22 years of age, were booked on an arson charge and are being held in jail. Salchi and Grasso, Fox News Radio.
An unmanned Russian cargo supply ship now en route to the International Space Station after a successful launch today in Kazakhstan. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Joining We the People Radio for our second hour on Halloween Sunday. You're listening to Aaron and Elizabeth, your comedic hosts, Bob Martin, your music wonder, always trying to entertain. I mean, we talk about pretty serious stuff, and, you know, we got to have some fun. So, you know, seriously, one of these days we're going to get a live camera in here so that you can all join in the fun.
Yeah, he said, well, I've got great music for today. It's all Halloween, and I'm thinking, oh, well, that's not really going to go with the sheriff thing, but, you know.
It's been all right.
We are talking about the spooky scary
stuff.
Government, so, you know, it's been sort of...
So we're talking to Sheriff...
trick-or-treat situation, aren't we?
Yeah, no kidding.
I forgot about that part. Yeah, you're right.
So we're talking to Sheriff John Lopey from Siskiyou County, if you're just tuning
home
in.
Home of the trick with no treat behind it.
Home of the besieged. Now, Sheriff, you know, we're talking about the state and federal agencies and how they are not coordinating with local agencies, how they're abusing their power, basically terrorizing the citizens who are living peaceful lives, contributing to the economy, to the food chain throughout California, who are managing the land better than anyone could even come close to doing. So we've covered that. Now, all the sheriffs that you're joining with, you have all gotten authorization from the California Sheriff's Association to create a land use committee. Can you kind of talk about that a little bit?
Yes. In fact, I just got a call from Tom Basenko, Shasta County Sheriff, and Tom was one of the catalysts on this, but what some of the sheriffs in the North State did was we got together and we made a presentation at one of our quarterly California State Sheriff's Association board meetings, and we said, hey, look, you know, we're under attack, and we need the power, influence, and really the authority of the California State Sheriff's Association to intervene in these issues, because we don't want any one sheriff to have to, you know, come under siege and not get the assistance and support of all the other sheriffs, or let's just say most of the sheriffs in California. So we formed this policy committee. Tom Basenko was originally the chairperson and head of the committee. And since then, Tom is extremely busy in Shasta County, and he's assisting me. But I'm going to assume the leadership of that committee. And I am very pleased that the sheriffs, the North State sheriffs that were in attendance on last Saturday, or the Saturday before last on the 22nd, every one of them are actually on that committee. So the committee's purpose is to analyze these issues, and really we're looking at it from a lawful standpoint, from a, you know, what kind of decisions being made by federal and state agencies potentially can impact the authority of the sheriff and the citizens we serve. And problematic issues like these incursions by federal agents into our counties, the impact it has on our economies and our budgets and on just the rule of law. Those are the kind of issues we're going to examine. And we're also working in concert with other agencies and organizations as well, like the Western State Sheriffs. We've been collaborating with them.
See, and that's, I think that's going to be the saving grace for everybody, because do you find sometimes that people don't really want to step up and make a big issue out of this stuff because they think it's only happening to them?
Yes. And I'll tell you what, this is a very, stressful and time-consuming venture. I, for one, every sheriff that I know is, we are short on manpower, we're short on budgets, we're short on time. None of us really have the resources and time to fight these battles.
Yeah, I love it how these agencies are kicking us when we're down.
Well, unfortunately, this is just my theory. The thing is, I guess because I've been in law enforcement for so many years and I've worked at very high levels of the government in some of my military missions overseas, and I've seen how the federal and state government operates. And I must say that not all federal and state agencies are being uncooperative either. It's just there are some. And there are some that are that are actually cooperating with us and coordinating. So I don't want to cast that pale on all federal and state agencies, but there are enough of them that are not cooperating with this that is very, very problematic and very alarming for us sheriffs. And if we don't step up and we don't stand for the Constitution, we don't stand for the rights of our citizens, then our way of life will be destroyed. And whether it's a state agenda or it's a national agenda or it's these, and I think the Karen, the attorney that spoke on the 22nd, put it very, very well. Some of these special interest groups are actually gaining millions of dollars from the government, and some of them are environmental activists, some of them are political groups. Some of them may be tribal in nature, but they're getting millions
like
of dollars, and they
nature.
Use that money to sue the federal government and to overwhelm counties like mine, who don't have a lot of resources, with their money, power, and influence. And it's very, very alarming. Yes, they're ganging up on us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's not. The interesting part is that it has nothing to do really with science. It has nothing to do with what's best for anybody, really. I mean, taking out those dams up there won't benefit the fish. It won't benefit the citizens. The environmental destruction will be massive. And there's so many people that have already said that. It's kind of like, where can you go to walk them back on that?
Well, Aaron, I'll tell you, it is most people in this county, and I've said this before, and I said this on the 22nd, most people in our county think that there are some government entities that care more about these fish, frogs, trees, and birds than they do about the survival of the citizens we serve. And it's sad, but it's true. And some of these agencies they have tunnel vision, and they focus on one thing, like the dams. I look at that as, wait a minute, the Bureau of Interior the Department of Interior has not coordinated with local officials. They haven't talked to us. They've had some public hearings. You know, on that last public hearing they conducted on the Klamath Basin Restoration Agreement, as the sheriff of the county and the participating Board of Supervisor members, we had 3 minutes, just like every other citizen, which I have nothing, no problem with that, but how can you convey, like as a sheriff, how can I convey the public safety and health and welfare issues that I have about dam removal in 3 minutes?
Yeah.
It's ludicrous. And what they're doing is they're not giving us a voice. When I say they, some of these agencies, and I'll tell you, the Department of Interior is one of them, they're not giving us a voice. the California Department of Fish and Game, a state agency, in concert with the Fish and Wildlife Service and organizations like NOAA, they are not giving us a voice because, to some extent, they've demonstrated to me that they don't care what we think. And to take away four dams that provide, you know, clean energy to 77,000 people, you know, doesn't make sense to me. I'm thinking about the emergency planning issues, like we don't have water for fire suppression if that reservoir goes away. We don't have water for flood control. I don't think the science supports what they're trying to do anyway. And it's all over fish. It's all over the coho salmon, which many people believe, and I've read articles that question whether it's even indigenous to this area. So they're making very, very important, far-reaching, significant decisions based on questionable science without properly coordinating, pursuant to law, with local officials like me and our board of supervisors. And can you imagine a government entity doing that? And then you have over a dozen federal agencies involved in this thing and numerous state agencies, and they're all just running around, and we don't know what they're doing half the time. Well, let's just say most of the time.
Yeah, till they show up with the dog and pony show. Let's have a public meeting. Let's show everybody a second grade science movie and then give them 3 minutes to comment and pull the curtain down and say, oh, thanks a lot, folks. That was awesome. On that happy note, though, hold on, and we'll get back on our little break schedule here so that we don't jam you up for the next couple segments. But let's go to public safety when we come back. I'd like people to hear about that travel management plan a little bit more and how that affects the county. A lot of people don't know what that means. Travel management plan is a new language for folks. So we're going to clue them in on that. When we come back with Sheriff John Lopey, we're here at KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in a city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater sure looks strange to me.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more. For more information, visit our website at northstateconsultants.com.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. Brought to you by Phil's Propellers, Procure Sense, Scott Valley Bank, Blue Lake Casino and their great outdoor activity packages, Loop Rope, the all-new tie-down system, and MyOutdoorBuddy.com. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
You hear him howling around your kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again.
Welcome back. Here in the last 45 minutes of Halloween Sunday, We the People Radio. We're talking to Sheriff John Lopey in Siskiyou County, the poster child for fighting state and federal agencies who attempt to take over private property rights from the hardworking citizens in that county. And I think people forget that the majority of Northern California, east, west, north, and south, survives because of the environment. We are a resource-based part of the country, and we supply a lot to other portions of the country. So for all those folks out there that think this has nothing to do with them, in the end it will. So Sheriff Lopey, we had another question from the chat room, and somebody asked, what can we as citizens do to help you?
Well, first of all, that's a great question. You know, I think show up for events like we had on the 22nd. You know, show up for public meetings. Whenever water or land use issues are being discussed, be there. You know, write letters to your state and federal representatives. You know, we have, I talk to Assemblyman Jim Nielsen usually at least once a week. He's been a great champion for the cause. Doug Lamoff, our state senator. I've talked to Congressman Herger's office. I recently talked to Assemblyman Dan Logue, who's from Assembly District 3, who's, you know, with this redistricting issue, you know, he's going to be interacting with us on these issues. And I think that the citizens really need to be aware of what's going on. You're not going to get all this information through, you know, conventional media sources. You're going to have to delve into you know, the internet. You're going to have to do some research on your own. Network with local organizations. Up in Siskiyou County, for example, the Siskiyou County Water Users Association, a great resource, an organization in the valley, Protect Our Water. There's other, the Tea Party organizations are starting to get involved. This is a nonpartisan effort because really we're talking about protecting the constitutional rights of our citizens, and you know, property rights are a key factor in protecting the rights of the individual. Because essentially, if we lose our water rights, our property rights, then what do we have?
Yeah, exactly.
But those are some of the things that people can do, and you listen to programs like this is a great step.
Yeah, we get this out. You know, people have the ability in another couple of hours when this program archives, they can literally go online to wethepeopleradio.us. They can click on this program, and they can email it to anybody. That goes with the webpage with the videos from the Defend Rural America event last weekend, the sound file from the show, all the information about our guest. And so for those people who maybe don't even know who their sheriff is, I would imagine there are lots of people like that, they can start asking some questions and looking at what's going on in their own county. And, I mean, it'd be highly unlikely that we would have this many sheriffs, each representing just one county in Northern California and Southern Oregon, and the rest of the country was not having these problems. I mean, that would be mind-blowing.
Right, and Aaron, and I'll tell you, the people in the North State are blessed with the great sheriffs up here and all the contiguous counties, whether it's you know, Shasta, Del Norte, you know, Modoc, Lassen, Trinity, Tehama, all the Plumas County, all the counties in the North State have great sheriffs who have similar beliefs. We're all pretty much in sync when it comes to, you know, the Constitution and protecting the rights of our citizens. And they're all involved. I have not had one that has not expressed you know, deep concern about these land use issues. And I must say, like in Siskiyou County, you have ranchers and farmers, and they work hard, who have had adjudicated water rights going back to the 19th century.
Yeah, they thought were, I mean, you know, it's funny. People look at things like that, and it's almost like, what do you mean you're going to take my car away? You know, I'm not going to be allowed to drive again. I mean, that would be just as strange that somebody would come knock on your door, take away your keys, and drive away with your car for no reason. I mean, they're just shocked. What do you
right.
mean you can alter my adjudicated water rights and or interfere with them, and I have no recourse?
Right. Well, Aaron, there are so many agencies involved in this, you know, in this controversy, and there are so many issues we really can't discuss them in 2 hours. But I'll give you a quick example. I was down in Happy Camp at a coordination meeting down there, and you know, we found out, you know, the citizens, of course, want to try to set up some kind of sawmill down there again, because at one time the county had like 22 sawmills, and now we have two. And it may be one of these biomass facilities. But we found out, well, gee, the Northwest Water Quality Control Board is going to fight you because we might muddy the water during timber operations. And now the Fish and Wildlife Service has issued some kind of new Spotted Owl Recovery Act plan. So we have these things cropping up all over, and every time the citizens try to, you know, make a living, try to generate jobs, try to harvest the vast resources we have up here, and again, I have public safety as well as, other interests in this, because if we're economically viable as a county, then obviously public safety will be budget appropriately, which it is not now. But we face so many obstacles, and I mean, we need the assistance of as many organizations, groups, and citizens that we could get, because we are indeed under siege.
Yeah, and you know, we've talked before, I think all of us up here were pretty conversant with the travel management idea, which is a Forest Service issue. You know, we spend a lot of time with Fish and Game, just because, you know, they seem to want to do all this enforcement and everything. But in the background, a lot of people don't know that our forest roads are being closed to the public. And right. That has really sweeping implications for you as a sheriff.
Well, I was shocked, Aaron. First of all, we are coordinating with the U.S. Forest Service. Primarily, I'm dealing with the Klamath National Forest, the Shasta Trinity, and to some extent the Modoc National Forest. I was flabbergasted. I found out about this transportation management plan during a meeting down in Happy Camp, and essentially, the transportation management plan was implemented. Now, in some forests like the Klamath, they haven't fully implemented it yet, because we brought to their attention some concerns several months ago. Hey, look, sometimes the federal agencies and state agencies don't even understand their own plans. The Forest Service has their own land use management plan. The Bureau of Interior has theirs, and we brought to their attention, hey, look, you're supposed to coordinate with us before you develop these plans, because again, that consistency has to be achieved between your needs to protect the environment and the needs of the people. And yes, the Forest Service is in the process of closing off a lot of roads in the National Forest. Another big concern that I brought to the Forest Service's attention is, hey, look, you're issuing new maps that don't have on the roads depicted on the maps. And I look at that as a public safety issue, because if someone's traveling in the forest, or we have to respond to an emergency event, either law enforcement, fire, or emergency medical response related, or, you know, we're looking for drug cartel operations or a search and rescue operation, I want accurate maps. Well, recently I had a follow-up coordination meeting with the Forest Service, and Patty Grantham has been pretty cooperative with us in the Klamath National Forest, but I'm told that national officials, from their legal office, has told them, hey, you're not going to print maps with those closed-off roads. So, see, now we have to go up. Now I have to go to the Department of Agriculture to appeal that ruling, because the locals were not given the authorization to implement this fix that we asked them to initiate. So, yes, the forest areas, both the BLM and the Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Forest Service lands are being slowly closed. I advised the Forest Service, both the Shasta Trinity and the Klamath National Forest supervisors, that as a sheriff, if I want a road open, it's going to be open. I believe it's illegal for them to arbitrarily close roads without coordinating with us. But one of the problems is you have got to get in the process early and challenge them, because they're not, the most federal and state agencies are not going to come to you and voluntarily coordinate unless you compel them to do so.
Well, you know, there is, you know, this legal maneuver of coordination is very quickly catching on. You know, it wasn't that long ago that no one knew it existed, and now we're seeing massive participation in Northern California, not just on the part of the sheriffs and some of the local elected officials, but on the part of the citizens as well.
Yes, it's a great tool, and, you know, it's well established in federal and state law, and yes, I'm pleased that many you know, local officials are engaging in the coordination process, and really that is one of the major tools that we can use, because most of us, quite frankly, and these agencies are trying to impose their will on us. They know that we have limited resources. We're out of money. We're cash strapped. Virtually every county in Northern California is in that kind of situation right now. So they know that. So we have to understand the law. We have to stand by the Constitution and these federal and state laws and compel them to coordinate. And I think that most of the people that live at the local level that work for these agencies understand that, and they understand the potential adverse impact that some of these programs have on the local populace and the people that visit our counties.
Yeah, the hard part is everybody is, you know, at that level, they're stuck because they're not decision makers. Although, yeah, you have to draw a line in the sand somewhere. And if nobody will enforce the policies, well, the policies die. So,
right. Well, the thing is, the sheriffs have a unique, you know, as the chief law enforcement officer in each county, the sheriff has a unique ability because of the public safety and health and welfare issues that are involved in some of these decisions. And you know, I don't want roads closed down. I don't want a search and rescue unit to have to wait you know, for a key, you know, to get through a, you know, Forest Service road. I don't want fire trucks to have to wait, and quite frankly, you know, my position is if I want a road open, it's going to remain open. But right now, up here, I believe the Forest Service is about to implement the Transportation Management Plan, and we have some other things that we're going to do. But again, it's one of these plans that most of these plans were essentially developed before any input from local citizens or governmental officials.
Yeah, and isn't it interesting? It's the Forest Service and those lands and all that are maintained, again, by tax dollars, and yet the people have no say. So we'll chew on that for a couple of minutes here and thank our advertisers. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to cut you off. Here comes some more spooky music for Halloween weekend here at We the People Radio. We'll be back at the home of Free Fire Media.
A vehicle, a boat, or even a plane that needs to be transported, you need Miller Auto Transport. In the auto business for over 40 years, we take pride in the efficiency, the professionalism, and the safety of our transport teams. Unmatched by any other auto transport or carrier company in the nation, we transport to all 50 states and overseas. To find out more or to get a quote, visit our website at millerautotransport.com.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, October 30th.
As we bring you an encore performance of one of our scariest stories in honor of Halloween.
The Troll of Stony Brook gives new meaning to the warning, don't go into the woods, listen if you dare.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gussenhoven, optometrist,
Kent Smith and Groceries and Kathy's Deli,
and Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Down in Louisiana, where the black trees grow, lives a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau. She got a black cat tooth and a mojo bone. Anyone who wouldn't leave her alone, she go. Another man done gone.
Play some classic country from Bobby Bear for Sheriff Lopey this morning.
Thank you so much for that.
That was a sweet visual.
If you are joining We the People Radio right now, if you're not here for the topics, at least you're here for the great music.
And if you're not here for any of that, you could be here for the chat. We've gone all the way around the
I'm
bend
telling
of the
you,
chat.
This is an entertaining
in
show.
In a manner of speaking,
no,
yes.
No question about it. We are talking with Sheriff John Lopey from Siskiyou County. In our last half hour.
All right. So, we've talked about all this nutty stuff. So, what's something that maybe folks don't know or maybe haven't considered, or somebody who maybe comes from out of the area and needs to take a look what's going on in their county? You know, what's a little heads up you'd give them, John?
Well, I think first of all, interact with their public officials. You know what's being discussed at board of supervisor meetings or city council meetings. I would contact their sheriffs and ask their sheriffs, you know, what they think the main issues and contention in their county might be. I think that that people just need to not only become more knowledgeable about what is going on in their counties, but also what the key issues are. And they have to get involved. They have to get in, like some of these organizations that we talked about earlier. Because if they don't stay engaged, and I myself go to a lot of meetings, and I get tired of meetings because a lot of times they're at night, you know, and you're gonna have to miss a football game or
you dinner,
know, some of these other shows once in a while. But you just have to stay engaged, and I think any property issue, water issue, this water issue is critical in the North State, and I don't know of any North State, you know, county that does not have a glaring water issue, and any issue in dealing with endangered species, anything that Fish and Wildlife Service at the federal level, or California Department of Fish and Game, or Bureau of Interior, or Department of Agriculture on the Forest Service side, anything they're doing, you need to be aware of what they're doing and why they're doing it. Because if you're not aware, then what has happened in Siskiyou County is like the timber industry was destroyed incrementally over, you know, several decades. And it was a gradual occurrence or a gradual process. And what we have to do is we need to challenge governmental officials, and we have to hold them accountable. And we have to do it now, and we have to challenge the process early, because if you don't, then it's going to be too late. And I would say also be aware of what kind of laws are being proposed.
Yeah, exactly.
Those kind of things are what we need from our citizens and from local officials.
Well, when people, I ran into somebody the other day who actually lives up in your county, and he said, oh, well, you know, I've given permission for Fish and Wildlife and Fish and Game, and he listed off all these guys, and he said, and they're all coming on my property to do projects, and I was like, no, what are you thinking? And he's like, what? What? Is that a bad thing? Look, are you kidding?
Yeah, once you open that door, you don't shut it.
See, what would you say to I mean, not that, it's kind of too late. He's going to have to learn the hard way. But, like, they had a thing down here in just outside of Reading, and the Fish and Game said, oh, we just want to come on your property. You know, we just want access to your property because we want to look in one of these creeks and identify barriers for fish passage. What would you say to people about that? I mean, candidly.
Well, I personally believe that it's like medicine. It's like you got a gaping chest wound. You know, you've got to seal the wound. You've got to put a bandage on it. You've got to stop the damage, and to stop the damage now, I think that we've got to, first of all, stop what's going on now. Stop these potential violations of not only the Constitution, but the property rights and water rights of our citizens. And I think we also have to work to reverse some of these findings, like the like some of these endangered species list findings. And can you imagine that, you know, studies evidently have shown, the ones I've read, that the protections that we initiated for the spotted owl, we destroyed the livelihoods and the quality of life of literally thousands of Siskiyou County residents because of a bird that was likely to fly from one tree that was being molested to another tree because of what we were told by, you know, scientists or environmental activists. And we need to challenge those kind of processes because, you know, the Endangered Species Act determination is, and again, we want to protect fish and wildlife, but you have to challenge that process because there still is supposed to be a balance between what is required for the species and what is required for the economic and social and welfare well-being of the citizenry that live in the area. And what's happening is, over decades in Siskiyou County, the deference was tilted heavily towards protecting the environment at the expense of the human environment, the people. So the people suffered, and nobody did anything about it. So now we're in a terrible situation where we not only have to try to halt these incursions, and we also have to take action with our local and you know, state and federal officials to reverse some of these ridiculous laws that are holding us hostage by our, I mean, really we're being held hostage by our own government in some respects.
Yeah, and we're funding it.
Yeah, that's
the we're funding it.
Yeah, that's the pretty scary part is.
And this, you know, laws like this, access to equal, you know, these equal access laws that allow these some of these activist groups to sue the government, and then, you know, they win either way because they get legal fees.
Yeah, they get paid to do it, and then they get paid to stop doing it. You know, I was we have all these things flying around in the chat room here, you know, about pushing back on all these different policies and things like that. But up where you are, and actually where we are too, I think the tip of the spear is really water. I mean, we talk about land rights all the time, but really they're after the water, and through the water they will get the land.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the water, to me, water is, first of all, water is getting increasingly more valuable because look at California. What do we have, 37 million people in California? And I believe some of these population centers down south are very interested in water because we already divert a lot of water down south. I know the Trinity diverts quite a bit of water down to, you know, the Bay Area in Southern California. So water is going to be a very, very valuable commodity now, you know, not only now, but in the future. So obviously if any entity, including the government, can control the water, they're going to control the land. If they control the water and the land, then, gee, they control the people. So it's a logical progression, if you want to look at it that way.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think a lot of people would think, oh, well, you know, I think these guys are getting kind of hysterical, but I think we've made a pretty good case for it this morning that that these things are obviously all happening, all things that we need to respond to.
I'm kind of wondering, at that event in Wairika last weekend, how many of these agency folks were in the audience incognito? And maybe they actually get to see the true science and the true impact.
You know, Elizabeth, I don't, you know, we had a town hall meeting on Labor Day, and I actually invited the lieutenant who commands the California Department of Fish and Game Office in Wairika, and he did not attend that. I didn't see representatives that I recognize from federal and state agencies. There are probably some there gathering information, but that's part of the problem. And I've told these federal and state agencies that, you know, part of the problem is you're not communicating with the people, and you're not listening to the people, and you should be attending these meetings. However, I could tell you that why did I not get a response from Fish and Game for four months? Because of the bureaucratic process. They probably sent my letter to some legal analyst, and they probably analyzed my letter for, you know, several months before I got a response. Instead of just being leaders, being people, don't pass the buck, just be honest and talk to the people, talk to the officials, and find out what their concerns are. One of the things I said in this recent letter to the California Department of Fish and Game, I mentioned that earlier, is that I said, look, people aren't happy with you. And you tell, government entities, and like what I told them back in March, the district attorney, Kirk Andrus, and I told the California Department of Fish and Game, the officials from Redding, Neil Mangi and Mike Carrion from the law enforcement arm, who I like, he's a good guy. But I told him, I said, look, both of us told him we have serious reservations from a constitutional and legal standpoint about what you're doing as insofar as this water permitting program or watershed program that you're trying to initiate in Scott Valley. We have reservations. Well, if somebody told me that, I would have set up a meeting right away with them. I would have done what was suggested, held public meetings. I would have had follow-up meetings. But they demonstrated to me they really didn't care because I had to call them a couple months later, and what I was told, regional and state officials were not ready yet for the meeting. They're doing some research, and that's part of the problem. We don't have leaders mm-hmm. that are stepping up, addressing the concerns of the people, because they're pushing their agenda and they're doing what they want to accomplish, and they've lost touch. They really have,
and you know,
some of these agencies with the people.
And you had mentioned how they don't communicate with the general public. And what really bothers me is their attitude toward the people that they serve. When Aaron and I attended the California State Water Board meeting the other evening, they had two armed Highway Patrol officers in the back of the room. Now, what kind of a message does that send? That they want to make sure that we stay in line?
Well, I think that, you know, what I've sensed is, you know, usually the local people are kind of like us. Just, they have a job and they're trying to do the best they can. Yeah. But what I've sensed is some of these federal and state agencies, they're so arrogant and condescending. I had this meeting with NOAA, and to their credit, their Office of Law Enforcement Special Agent in Charge traveled to Siskiyou County from Long Beach, and I appreciate that. He came up to discuss this issue with this special agent working this investigation in Siskiyou County, and they had a biologist. They send this scientist guy, and he kept saying, "You don't understand. You don't understand." Well, see, they believe that their perspective is the only perspective, I'm not a scientist. You know, I've got a bachelor's degree. That's all I have. And I took biology in lab in school. That's what I told this scientist. But I said, it doesn't take a scientist to figure out that the farmers and ranchers in Siskiyou County are the best conservationists I've ever seen. They live off the land. They nurture the land. They're not going to destroy fish and wildlife. They create a habitat that enhances the environment.
Exactly.
Yet you have all these federal and state agencies coming in here spending millions and millions and millions of dollars, and I think that in their efforts to preserve the environment, they're destroying it. Mm-hmm. It's like the forests.
You know, you wonder, you know, seriously, if there's a bigger picture agenda or if they're just really incompetent. And on that note,
you couldn't get those kind of odds in Vegas to get this sweeping level of incompetence. And on that note, we're going to take a two minute break here real fast, thank our advertisers, and we'll be right back with the last segment of We the People.
You're listening to KCNR.
Tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more. For more information, visit our website at northstateconsultants.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
If you have a vehicle, a boat, or even a plane that needs to be transported, you need Miller Auto Transport. In the auto business for over 40 years, we take pride in the efficiency, the professionalism, and the safety of our transport teams. Unmatched by any other auto transport or carrier company in the nation, we transport to all 50 states and overseas. To find out more or to get a quote, visit our website at MillerAutoTransport.com.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
No, Elizabeth, sit down. Stop dancing. You have a broken foot.
Take that glove off.
I got to give it back.
It's a small room. It's too hot in here already.
Thanks to Bob for... it's a little early on Sunday morning to be dancing, but what the heck? But we're just bobbleheads.
Hey, just wanted to remind everybody out there listening to tune in to Sovereign Minds tonight at 6 o'clock on this very station, KCNR. We the People discusses land issues, and Sovereign Minds talks about survival preparedness and the monetary system. So don't forget with Mark Kent.
And they're having a chat with Sheriff Tom Basenko tonight. So today is Sheriff Day, and interestingly enough, we did not synchronize our programs.
Not at all.
No, we just accidentally had the same exact idea.
Great minds.
All right, so, John.
But you do have good music.
We do.
Yeah, don't we, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, Aaron's like, whatever you do today, don't play I Shot the Sheriff.
Yeah, she did.
You do that after my show.
Yeah, I was like, you know, it's kind of a good, you know, it's got that fiend thing, but yeah, with everything that's going on, that's not good. Yeah, when you said Halloween, it's like, I don't know about that. But, you know, it's actually been pretty pretty right on. Hey, speaking of scary things, talk to us about, you know, we've gone into this whole travel management plan and all this other stuff. And really the one thing we haven't discussed that is a huge issue for all of our rural counties are the drug guys out in the woods that all our agencies don't seem to want to deal with. They only want to whoop up on landowners that are trying to earn a living. Got any comments there?
You know, yeah, we're under siege. The Siskiyou County Sheriff's Office in the last 3 years has seized, probably about 1.7 million marijuana plants. You know, we have drug cartels, you know, from Mexico. They're operating in public lands. Now some of them are actually acquiring private lands to grow their marijuana. And some of them are also acquiring recommendations for medical marijuana and growing marijuana on private land. So it's an out-of-control problem. I would say that, you know, in almost 34 years in law enforcement, the drug trafficking, you know, we're seeing methamphetamine, we're seeing cocaine, we're seeing a resurgence of heroin, and, of course, a proliferation of illegal marijuana and medical marijuana on our highways traversing the county. And certainly it's a problem that's almost out of control. in public lands, mostly Forest Service lands in Siskiyou County, because over 60% of our land is public land. And this is primarily precipitated by the fact that we don't have border security, in my estimation, and most of our drugs are coming into Mexico. And if you don't think that the cartel problem on the border isn't manifested in the interior of the United States, you're misinformed, because this problem is at epidemic proportions.
Yeah, and that poses, you know, it's interesting, as the environmental groups get more and more funding, and we have, more and more money going to stupid things like dam removal. We haven't even brought up the fact that those are hydroelectric dams. Folks have heard us talk about that, but we should make sure to include that in this program as well, that generates power for 70,000 people. So we're gonna,
you mean clean energy?
Yeah. The old green energy that we're dying to have, you know.
And I haven't heard an explanation on how they're going to replace that energy.
No. You know, we're probably going to give another loan to somebody like Solyndra, who will steal the money and give us nothing.
Or millions of dollars of special interest groups.
Yeah, exactly.
Some of which don't even reside in Siskiyou County.
Well, most of your you had a ballot measure in Siskiyou County, and 79% of the people said that they did not want the dams removed. So the big proponents of this are coming from outside the area, which should really lessen their voice in the process. But the only people whose voices are actually being lessened are the residents of.
Right, but Aaron, that illustrates the arrogance and indifference that some of these agencies have towards the citizens of Siskiyou County, when nearly 80% vote against those dams. And they send this phony baloney survey throughout the United States, and I think that the results of that survey concerning dam removal was scientifically altered towards their objectives of removing the dams. But see, this is a glaring example of why we're having problems. We have a government that is indifferent to the border situation, so we have runaway drug cartel problems, which we pay for in the county, by the way. And I do work in coordination with the State Department of Justice and the Drug Enforcement Administration, and they're very helpful, but they have very limited resources. I'd love for these millions and millions of dollars being spent on this Klamath Basin Restoration Agreement to be leveraged towards law enforcement and public safety. I mean, that would be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be magical, because that's what it's for. I mean, we have government. We instituted government to basically provide public safety. I mean, that should be one of the primary things we do.
And well, I would say so. And then you have Secretary Salazar from the Department of the Interior that's going to make a decision on these dams. And my understanding of it is he's never even been to Siskiyou County. I guess he flew over it once. So they really, truly, they don't know what's going on the ground, you know, in our county. What the information they know is probably tainted towards what they want to achieve, as far as their objectives are concerned, and they're not in touch with what the people's needs are or what their desires are. And this is what, you know, I'm concerned about, because they have a legal obligation to review these issues, and in many cases they're not operating in good faith. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, and people know that. I mean, it's not, there are a lot of things all happening at the same time now. You know, you have people really upset over a lot of things, and as the unemployment goes higher and people look around, I mean, look at these counties up here, for heaven's sakes. We've got timber coming out of our eyeballs, and, you know, yet it takes years to get a timber harvest plan through, and, you know, $1 zillion, they keep changing the fees on that and increasing them. So you can't even responsibly use the resources that are here. Mining, the mining's all been cut off, and that's a big thing up in your county, too.
They've systematically taken the small guy out of the picture completely.
Well, the thing is, like mining, you know, with the economy the way it is, we have all these miners downriver on the Klamath, and you just put a moratorium on dredge mining. Well, gee, thanks a lot. You know, here, these these guys and gals are out there trying to make a living, putting taxes into, you know, our coffers, and here you shut them down. Or you have all these hardworking, timber workers, and you timber is a renewable resource.
Sure.
Cut dead dying trees down, harvest them, give people jobs, open lumber mills, plant a tree if you cut one down. I mean, doesn't that make sense? But
yeah.
See, logically, a lot of these regulatory restrictions, which are choking our economy to death, don't make sense.
No, and the mining industry has proven time and time again that a lot of that suction dredge mining does an excellent job of turning over the river bottom and providing a lot of food for fish. They create a lot of great habitat. I mean, some of these, I think, preconceived ideas about these resource utilizations come from a long, long time ago. Ooh, we're in our last 30 seconds, so we need to...
Don't forget to join us next week.
Thank the sheriff. And we
Thank
think
you.
That next week we're going to have Stephen Greenhut here. Oh, we are. Just got a text message between 8 and 9 o'clock from Cal Watchdog, who is a media guy who was at Defend Rural America. So we'll get his spin on it. We'll get the libertarian perspective next week.
Thank you, Sheriff Lopey, for all that
You're
you
welcome.
Do.
Thanks a ton, John. Keep up the great work. Have a good trip today, and we will see you soon.
Thank you. And I just want to mention one thing. This is what is happening in Siskiyou County impacts all citizens, not only in this state, but other parts of the country.
Yes, it does. Big time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure being with you, and thank you for giving me the time.
Absolutely. We'll see everybody next week on We the People Radio, KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Thank you.
Then you can monster mash.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's not a good Halloween to be afraid of the dark.
We've just been trying to stay warm. We're lucky to have the generator because a lot of people don't.
More than 3 million homes and businesses without power now all up the East Coast from Maryland after that big storm dumped wet, heavy snow taking down trees and power lines.
Obviously, this is an historic storm.
Connecticut Governor Dan Malloy says there are record outages in his state and some could be without power for a week. Now, it was a long night stuck on the tracks in central Massachusetts for 48 Amtrak passengers who sat idle for 13 hours, a rock slide blocking the tracks. They have just been bused to Boston. Qantas's planes will get back in the air as soon as possible, a promise from the CEO after an Australian court ruled pilots and other workers must end their strike and the airline can't lock them out.
Honestly, I reckon just get rid of a lot of them, really. Start again.